Satoshi Forest is 9 acres of swampland and woods that sit off Massachusetts Avenue in the Mayfair neighborhood of West Pensacola. Sean's Outpost, a local outreach group, bought the land last summer and is allowing homeless people to camp there.
It's functionally illegal to be homeless in Escambia County, and we think that's reprehensible, so we're trying to provide a private solution to that problem.
Jason King is Sean's Outreach founder. He says the plan is to develop Satoshi into a viable homeless sanctuary.
We're in the pre-application process for getting it permitted as a campground. We've done some land clearing and a lot of debris removal. There were literally tons of garbage that had been dumped there over the past decade, and it was a real blighted property before we bought it and cleaned it up. It just looks like a really nice nature preserve / campground. It's gorgeous.
A large trash bin and porta potty have been installed recently. King says on any given day, about a dozen or so people inhabit the area, sheltered by various sized tents and tarps. Most are transients who don't live anywhere.
It's illegal to camp on public property, so a lot of times when people need a safe place, they know that we're not going to have a problem with them. You know, our mission statement as a homeless outreach is to provide sustainable solutions for homelessness and poverty, and there's nowhere to go here in Escambia County. We've got over 1,000 homeless on the streets here, and we have 30 permanent shelter beds. Just basic math will show you the scale of the problem that we have here.
It sounds like we certainly have some challenges that they need to comply with. We have zoning, we have sanitation requirements that we expect other people to follow.
Escambia County Commissioner Grover Robinson is skeptical about whether Satoshi Forest can operate lawfully.
We certainly invest county money into Waterfront Mission and other organizations to try to take care of the homeless, and we want to find ways to be compassionate, and we certainly have supporting issues that are now in the state legislature for this next year. At the same time, everybody's got to be compliant to the same rules.
About a dozen Mayfair residents were at last week's county commission meeting to protest Satoshi Forest. Robinson, who is president-elect of the Florida Association of Counties, says homelessness is a priority issue that group plans to bring before the legislature in the upcoming regular session.
Senator Latvala in the Pinellas area is bringing forward, from the state's perspective, some things to deal with homelessness. We certainly encourage and support those passing. And I think from that standpoint, we're very sympathetic and empathetic, but we also understand that there are rules that everybody's got to comply with, and we can't just waive rules for people.
Two notices of violation against the property have been issued this month containing 8 code infractions, including the building of a structure without a permit. Jason King says they're disputing those claims and has some questions about their timing.
We were actually notified to appear before we received the violations that were cited in the notice to appear, so it's very difficult for us in terms of due process to mount a good defense at this hearing because we haven't had any time to prepare. But on the same token, if you look through all of the quoted violations, most of them are irrelevant. All of the conditions that they're talking about have already been abated.
A county spokeswoman tells the Pensacola News Journal that Sean's Outpost, named after slain former PNJ reporter Sean Dugas, could face daily fines and a lien on the property if the magistrate finds them to be violating the county code. King says their strategy for the hearing is already set.
We have attorneys, and they're basically going to ask for a continuance because even in the notice that we were given, it said that we needed 10 days before we appear, and from the date we were served to this was only 6 days.
That hearing is set for 1:30 p.m. Tuesday at the Escambia County Central Office Complex on West Park Place. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.